Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And I'd like to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every week. Now, I have a surprise for you tonight. While our fearless leader is off getting more information in her brain, share with all of you in San Francisco, I have Sue Wagner, the CFO of the One Institute, and she has all kinds of really great information about what's going on with Pat. Especially, we're going to talk about the controversy of Pat and retirement or semi-retirement. So we've got a great, exciting show for you. We are going to take questions a little bit later on in the hour, but for now, I'd like to welcome Sue Wagner. Sue, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. And I want to give a big shout out to Kelly for, I think the radio show's been 2 to 3 years. You've been Pat's side anchor co-host, and you've done a great job. I want to give you a big high five and a congratulations for helping Dr. Allen.
Thank you. We enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm the one that answers all the calls and answers the emails and sets up Dr. Allen's schedule. And Dr. Allen is going to be semi-retiring, and we're going to keep this radio show open, and we may add another one either before or after. So it's a 2-hour show. Now, I know that a lot of people are out there and they can't get in and get their questions answered. Dr. Allen does offer private telephone appointments, and she does even have increments of 15 minutes. And she's not expensive, but the average 15-minute call costs $63. And that's usually what most people do, 15 minutes or a half hour, because she's right to the point. So if you've got those questions that you need answered, you can email me and I can set you up an appointment. And the best way to contact me is by email, and it's info@drpatallen.com. And that would be info@drpatallen.com. And let me know, you know, what you'd like, you know, 15 minutes and how we go about setting it up. Let's see. So that's what Dr. Allen's kind of gearing for. She'll do more telephone appointments, and she wants to do more private seminars where, you know, people can hire her out. She's up in San Francisco. A lady hired her out to do a 4-hour seminar with a group of her lady friends. And I can help you design anything you want. You know, you just need to give me an email as well. And if you have a group of friends or coworkers that you want to hire Dr. Allen out and get kind of a one-on-one day with her, that's always available. And then you can always go to our newsletter sign-up page, which is on our website, drpatallen.com. You sign up for the newsletter. We send out a monthly newsletter, and you can get all the information that's going out in the current month or current couple of months. We send it out the first week of each month. So if you want to find out what's going on with Dr. Allen, if she has any seminars, just sign up the newsletter, and you can get all the information.
Now, Dr. Allen's done a lot of seminars with major companies, teaching people in companies how to communicate with each other.
That's true.
What is the largest group she'll speak to? Is there a limit on that?
Well, it all depends, because the larger it is, the more you can't get a one-on-one. She's trying to gear towards smaller groups. Preferably, if you had something with under 30, You know, she can work with you. When you do the large groups, all she can do is teach. She really can't do a lot of one-on-one or a lot of questions and answers. And then, you know, there's various things. If you want to get a group of girlfriends, she can do a Getting to I Do seminar. Could be anywhere from a minimum of at least 2 hours up to like 6 or 7 hours. And there is a lady that's hiring her out. I don't know if you're in the Orange County area. On July 28th, it's a Sunday, there's going to be a brunch, and Dr. Allen's going to be one of the speakers, and it's at the Hacienda in Santa Ana. It's like a buffet brunch with unlimited champagne. If you want to check details, I've got the website. It's www.lavishlifestylesla.com. We'll be having this posted on our web, on our newsletter as well. If you can't get through on the email for the information, you can contact this lady. She's setting it up. She's hiring Dr. Allen to speak at her event. Other than that, what else do we have going on, Kelly, that you want to give the audience some information about?
Well, one of the top questions that I get a lot of emails regarding is what kind of private seminars will she do? And I know we've got seminars that we do that people sign up for, but they can also choose the type of seminar. You were mentioning Getting to I Do. She also does dreams. That's got to be a small group. Then she does life
There's
script.
The life scripts. Now, the life script you can do privately, a one-on-one. Right now, Dr. Allen, she has her one-day keys. They're all full office after July. I think it's July, the second week in July. But she'll always be available for the radio show and private appointments on the phone. And also, if you want to arrange a group speaking event or a private group with you and a couple of your friends.
That's so fun, and it's great to be able to go to one of Dr. Allen's groups. My favorite one is her life script. It's so in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because several of the ladies that I know that have done the life script, they do it again after several months or a year, and they're always coming back to me and saying, I was enlightened the first time, but the second time I was blown away because I was seeing so many things that I didn't see before.
That's true. And then also one of the self-esteem class where you take the Myers-Briggs temperament test.
Yes.
And you find out your temperaments, and that Dr. Allen works with you on how that affects your job, you know, the types of jobs you're good at, and also your relationships, who you are compatible with. There's different temperaments. I don't know them offhand. There's quite a few of them, but that's also, and those, your temperaments can change too. So that might be something, you know, you could check into as well. And also, I want to send out some information. Dr. Allen always talks about books, and people are always contacting me. We do have a website that you can go to that has her recommended reading list. And that website is www.wantinstitute.net. It has a link where you can go in, and it'll list probably about 40 or 50 books with the author, and usually you can order them through Amazon. So anybody that hears a book and they don't jot it down, just go on this website. You can look through the book, our book list, and find the book and maybe possibly order and reading up on what she recommends.
Or you can listen to the archives, and we have every show we've ever done on LA Talk
That's
Radio.
We are
archived. We've had, I think, well, we definitely have over 1 million downloads of our show.
I think we're
getting closer to probably 1.5 million. And we have a lot of live listeners and a lot of call-ins. And it's a lot of fun when we get repeat call-ins. Somebody who's worked with Dr. Allen on the show, and then they call in a couple of weeks later and they reveal what's going on with their situation. We love that.
Love the progress.
I've taken the advice, and I love it. Sometimes Dr. Allen She's like, you didn't do what I said. And I love it because she gets so, you know, she's like, this is what I told you. And it's funny because I think a lot of the ladies misunderstand sometimes some of the concepts. And one of those concepts that I get a lot of talking points is duty dating. And it seems to be a mystery to a lot of the gals. They feel like it's cheating, but Dr. Allen talks about that instant monogamy and how problematic it is. You know, you've gone on a date for coffee, and the next thing you know, in your mind, you're picking out China patterns, and you know, you're wanting to know when you're going to get that engagement ring. So one of the,
or when you're going to have the next date, and then you pressure that you contact the guy, you chase the guy.
And that's one of the things. That's one of the things. As a matter of fact, we have a gal who just sent us a message on Facebook regarding that. Like, I went on a date with him and we had a really good time, and he said he wanted to see me again, but he hasn't contacted me for 2 weeks. So what's your take on that, Sue?
I would say, well, it's just like that movie. He's just not into you. And maybe doing it a plot, you know, it's a nice way out rather than saying, I never want to see you again. I mean, you know, not everybody's going to click. I wouldn't take it personally. You know, yes, it might not be good that he's told you that, but I think we all at one time say one thing just to be polite and then don't follow up on it.
Yeah. And everybody's talking about the whole concept of the, I guess what they're terming it as catfishing and ghosting.
Well, I know that, but you know, I mean, that's a hard one. I mean, it's a hit or miss. I think I'd rather have somebody say, I enjoyed your company, you know, I'll call you. And then you kind of, if he doesn't call you, you kind of know that, well, he wasn't really into me, but he was polite. That's the way I look at it. And then some people say, get mad because he didn't call, so they're going to chase him. Why didn't you call me? I think that's just going to start off a can of worms that's going to go downhill because you're already confronting him then.
Now,
what's your take?
My thought is that it's definitely, you know, I think it would be refreshing to run into somebody with manners like that in this day and age. People don't seem to have that, what would you call it, congeniality that they did. I've heard a lot of men, I've interacted with a lot of men who listen to the show, and they've heard about Dr. Allen talking about the concept of men being really intimidated and afraid to ask women out nowadays. Women are wondering, where
That's
are the
true.
Men? And men are wondering, am I going to get... am I going to get busted for sexual harassment if I ask a lady out?
The men are becoming afraid. Well, the women are very intimidating. They're very powerful. I hear it in the office all the time. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm just a girl. And I get felt like I've just been beat up by some of this communication. I can imagine the guys. It's like, sometimes it's like, whoa.
I just had one of our listeners, chime in to me last week and say, you know, I wanted to ask this girl out. I've seen her several times, but then when I thought about approaching her and I started to walk toward her, she put her head down and like turned away. He's like, I took that as a cue that I better just keep walking. And
that could be a cue.
Yeah.
You know, what Pat says, there's other forms of communication besides verbal. You know, hand gestures, you know, maybe putting your head down and walking away, or no eye contact is a form of stay away from me.
So what's your take? Engaging. What's your take on the 5-second flirt and what's going on now with that whole concept of attraction and these guys being, you know, being a little bit intimidated to take that cue?
I think, though, that the guys, if you do, and I've done it with my girlfriend, you know, I'm like, oh, don't look at him or he'll come over here. But if you want him to come with my girlfriend, and it does work.
So, yeah, there's definitely
if you smile,
a reception. Yeah.
Yes. You have to know that you're approachable, because like you said, the guy that walked over there, the girl had her head down. That means she wasn't available for him to approach her.
And one of the other questions a lot of the ladies ask is, I was out with all of my girlfriends, six of us together, and I was looking at this guy, but he wouldn't come over and talk to me. I think that approaching six women in this day and age might be super.
You always will get one of them that will be mean to the guy. I've been with a group of women, and there's always one that gets nasty to the guy. So I could say it's very scary for a guy to come to a group of women. He might catch one as she's walking to the bathroom, or catch one that's off on the side. But what's your take?
Well, I think, and you're a huntress, and you are looking for the attention of a male, or, you know, to spark interest with a male, being with a large group of women is probably not a great idea. I think that maybe there's some other ways that you can attract attention and not be so intimidating.
Well, I used to, back in my dating days, like me and my girlfriend, if we went out with girls, you can always make, you know, you can look at the guy and then you nonchalantly go to the ladies' room, but you signal him, kind of give him a eye contact before you go. That way he can get you off without the group. And girls do set it up that way to get off, to have the guy approach them when they're not around yet. I mean, we do a lot of that stuff. I mean, I used to, and it worked.
Yeah, come hither, glance. Hey, do you want to take a call?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Go ahead. Okay.
I think we've got a caller. Hey, caller, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call off.
Oh, we're so glad you're calling in. What you got going on tonight?
So I have a question. I was in an 8-week period. 8 weeks is done. He stopped reaching out. So it's done, right? But I recently saw him because he pretty much knows my schedule and where I would be. And I don't think it was a coincidence that he just happened to be there at the park where I'm usually at exercising. So I left. Because this was from a distance. So I left because I just felt like, oh my, I don't know what to say. I didn't have it in me to face it.
Pat's not here, in case you didn't know, caller, so Pat won't be answering.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay,
but
good.
What I would have done, and I tell my girls, is he may have been there to check you out, and Pat would, just like Pat says, when they call you, treat them with courtesy. I would have just stayed my ground and just sucked it up and just, if you walked by him, say hello, because when you run away, he may be wanting to approach you, but then you ran away. You don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. He waited the 8 weeks, and he could have been as scared as you, and then you got scared and ran away. But we don't know what he was there for. But I always tell my girls, if you see them in public, if you do this, don't be rude to them. Go up and be courteous. Say hi, how you doing? And see where it goes, because you learn the lesson for the next guy.
Right. Yeah. And not only that, if he was there and he was checking you out and you ran away, the signal you might be sending is, I'm not interested. Are you still interested?
Yeah. And I don't think I still have deep feelings for him, but I don't think we can. He didn't want to marry. He wanted to stay. He wanted me to continue being his free girlfriend.
Ah.
So that was basically how it ended was he was like, I can't give you a ring. You know, I've done everything I could, but I'm like, all right, well.
But that's the 8 weeks for them to ruminate. Yeah, that's the 8 weeks that they ruminate and they decide if they want to come back. They've got to have that 8 weeks to ruminate. And a lot of them may never want to be married, but they wait that 8 weeks and come back and approach and want to marry. They can change.
I know, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe, but they can. If they sit there and they ruminate, I mean, for him to actually show up at the park where he knows you go, that's pretty...
Yeah, that's a coincidence. I have a story about a girlfriend, my friend. She was living, you know, dating a guy on and off, and they broke up a couple times because he didn't want to marry her. So after a while, she came out from work, and he was sitting by her car, and he proposed, and she laughed. Because she thought it was a joke and he was serious. Mm-hmm. And they went to Vegas and got married. And this guy, back and forth, she had to keep leaving him because he wasn't going to marry her. But he showed up. I don't know if it was in the 8 weeks, but she was courteous. She was cordial. She went out. They talked and she thought he was joking, but he was sincere and he had changed.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that the 8 weeks just passed. And that's when I see him.
That's
like at the ninth week.
Sometimes it may take a week longer.
So do the 8 weeks start over, even though it was over eight?
Yeah, now it starts over because you saw him.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, but so next time, check your signals.
Okay.
You know, check your signals. Really stop. I mean, I know it might be a little intimidating, but sit there for a second and say, I'm not going to run away. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. See if he walks up to me. You never know.
Make yourself available for him to approach you because he's waiting for you to give him a signal. Just like when you are out dating and you want a guy to approach. He was have been waiting for you to send a signal, but when you run off, that was a clear signal that you didn't want anything to do with them.
Okay. Got it. And then, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
So I've been duty dating. Well, I'm trying to, but it's not as easy as I thought. But a man met me while I was out at a concert. And I gave him a number, but he's a lot younger. We're like I'm older than him. We're 12 years apart. He's 29. Came off like, you know, he wanted to take me out. But I find, I don't know if that generation, I don't think they talk on the phone. So I've asked him. Sometimes I've had to tell him when we were going to meet up, which it didn't happen because something happened and he wasn't able to come get me. But I had to say, like, I don't consider texting like a real conversation. I feel like some things just need to be voiced. And I said, can you call me? Do you have time to call me? Okay, can you call me? Call me if you can or whatever. But I don't want to tell them what to do. I'm still trying to remain feminine.
Right there, your communication is masculine. Telling him to call you is leading. A feminine response would be, I really appreciate you reaching out and contacting me. However, I would really appreciate phone calls. That gives him the option of yes or no, rather than you saying, I want you to call me.
But what if it's a situation where I needed to talk to him because of text messaging getting misunderstood.
Here's feminine. Feminine energy is patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. Masculine is compete, controlling. They go after. So if it's getting miscommunication in Texas, you could still send back a text that say, I appreciate you reaching out, always stroke them. However, I'm not understanding these texts. Would you be available to talk? And that you're telling him how you feel rather than it's coming across like you're lecturing him on what you want. And that's masculine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I missed out on stroke. I didn't stroke him. Yeah.
Anytime you want to teach, preach, bitch, or moan, which you wanted the texting done to phone calls, you have to appreciate or stroke them on what they're doing already, because they have a right to only want to text, and you have a right to only want to have phone calls, but you don't get the power to tell them to do it your way, because that's masculine. Masculine energy is the leader.
Okay.
And if you don't like the texts, he may not be one for you. That's what we feminine women decide.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. And I guess I could have said, like, thank you or appreciate you texting me. But
however,
I'm having a misunderstanding with the text, and then ask them, can you
And then you say, what do you think about talking on the phone? Then you go in there with the contract. Try and do that with any guy that you're not comfortable with how they're dating you, instead of telling them what you want.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time with them, like a lot of just texts. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: accept or reject them. They have a right, and most people, guys, now they do only want to text. But you, as a feminine, you do stroke them. I appreciate you reaching out by text. However, I can't understand all this text. What do you think about calling? And then he can decide whether he likes to call, because he may dump you because he doesn't want to call. Or you may dump him because you don't like the texting. You're incompatible then.
I'm not sure, because he's just been texting. I haven't even seen him again. So I don't know if he's not interested or...
You know, it's a lesson. You're doing lessons now. This is a lesson. You're now seeing you don't like men that only text. That's how you find the guy you want. It isn't we try to retrain them to fit our needs. We go out and we find what we like and what we don't like. We don't try and retrain guys to do it our way.
Because I've got news for you. You're never going to build the perfect man. After all, look what happened with Frankenstein. That's the problem. Yeah. The problem is that we can't reprogram somebody. And even if we reprogram them to a certain extent, most typically they go back to their old ways. People only wear that mask for so long.
Yeah.
People will only wear a mask for so long. They can only, and that's what Pat talks about, the perfect period and the imperfect period. You know, the perfect period, nobody uses the bathroom. Nobody gets spinach stuck in their teeth. Nobody burps or, you know, scratches inappropriately in that first 3 months. They just don't. I mean, everybody's hair is fixed. Everybody's makeup on. Everybody smells delicious. But in that second phase, that next 3 months, that's when you start to find out, you know, eclipses toenails on the couch watching football. I mean, you're going to find these things out. But so then that's one of the reasons that duty dating is so important. And that's why Pat says, date them three times, three men, three times. And you may go through a lot of frogs before you get that prince. And maybe the frog is somebody else's prince, but he's a frog for you.
That's true.
Okay. So I'll just keep him around till I'm trying to get two more, but it doesn't stay that way. It's, especially online, it's just like, so I think I'll just keep practicing being vulnerable, impatient.
Patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. That means if he, you know, if you're patient, means you're quiet and you wait it out. You don't start running the show.
Yeah.
So who cares? Who cares if he texts? If you're just duty dating, who cares?
Yeah.
So if you actually go out with him and you like him, maybe he'll start calling or whatever. But the case is this, when you're duty dating, like I said, you're going to go into the swamp and you're going to find a bunch of frogs. And, you know, you got to kiss some frogs sometimes to find that prince.
Yeah.
And you can't, the more you try to manipulate somebody into being something that you want them to be, the more the resistant they become.
Yeah. Okay. So now I know what to say when, I was like, how do I say that? I think I'm being
masculine. No, you don't, it's all a lesson.
Yeah.
A lesson. Now, if you see your old boyfriend, you're not going to run away.
Okay.
Face him, okay. At least, you know, because everything you're learning, you have to keep doing it. Go through the uncomfortable period to get to a better place, or you'll keep repeating it with the next guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Look at him, smile, give a little toodaloo wave, and keep doing what you're doing. If he walks up to you and he starts to talk to you, talk back. I mean, answer him. Be polite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be a lady.
Yeah, don't question him where he's been or why he hasn't called you. Just pretend, you know, after 8 weeks, it's basically a new relationship is what Dr. Allen says.
What does that mean, the new relationship?
It means that you erase all the stuff that you did before that you didn't like, and you reevaluate and move forward because you're now coming back together. You may have learned lessons and he may have learned lessons. When you say, well, he didn't want to do that and he didn't want to do that, it's not giving him a right to change. He can change.
Everybody can change. So when that
evolves. So when women, what you think about comes about. So if you're already flagging him that, well, he didn't want to do that, that's what's going to approach you.
Okay. Because that's what I was assuming since the 8 weeks.
Assuming,
were over.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It could be over, but you could maybe. He could talk and you could be friends and you could both learn your lesson. And, you know, it may not go into a relationship, but you've learned a valuable lesson and it's not to the point where you're angry and bitter at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's okay. Really difficult. It's really difficult.
It is.
And, you know, to harbor that. You know, you carry that around.
Because it carries off to the next guy. When you're angry because one guy did this to you, it comes up with the next guy.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
When you're truly over, you won't be mad. You'll have empathy when you're truly over a guy.
Yeah, I'm feeling the anger right now.
Then it's not done yet. Yeah. Then you're not done yet. You still have unfinished business.
Yeah, write a letter. Even if you never send it or give it to him, write a letter. When I had a very terrible breakup, I wrote a letter and then I ritualistically burned it. And all that anger just went up in smoke. It was great. It was very cleansing. I recommend it. I highly recommend it.
Okay. I'm working on it. I'm so emotional about it. But thank you so much.
Send me an email and keep me posted on the side.
Okay, I can do it. I've talked to you before, actually, when I made appointments with Dr. Pat. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, caller. Hey, we've got another call waiting. You want to take another call?
Sure.
Let's do it. Okay. By the way, our switchboard operator, Ronan, is absolutely the best. We love him. And if he calls you back, please answer. And we've got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're live on the air, Empowered Communications. Tonight, you're with Kelly and Sue Wagner.
Well, hi. I'm glad to be on.
Awesome.
Dr. Allen's at a seminar.
Oh, okay. I called last week and just briefly recap. I had reconnected with a man who had dated me years ago. So I initiated the reconnection and then it kind of brought up feelings of wanting to date. And so basically I do want to be the feminine energy, even though I instigated this reconnection, right? Mm-hmm. And so we met, and it was really nice. And then he went silent, and Dr. Allen gave me permission to do the "Where'd you go?" message.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that, and it worked like a charm. And he said, he was kind of jokey, and he said, "I'm playing it cool, can't you tell?" And sent a smiley by text. And he said, "Let's go as soon as it gets warmer. It's been really cold where I live, next week." So I just wanted to say that worked really, really well.
We love it.
Yeah. And then I have, if there's time, I have two questions, kind of follow-up questions. So the first one is, I had asked him if he'd been to a certain place, and he said, "No, let's go." Well, I've since come to find out that it's basically a place that only serves alcohol. There's really no food. There's kind of like nothing else. And I've become concerned about the mix of alcohol and dating from my own experience and from learning from Dr. Allen. I don't think they go together very well. And so I'm wondering, is there a way for me to say, I'm not comfortable with that after all? Can we do something else, or should I just roll with it?
Mm. Do you want to answer that, Kelly? Because, you don't have to do the drinking. I'm sure they have non-alcoholic drinks there, don't they?
Well, it's basically a tiny little winery. And that's kind of, I mean, I'm sure there's something I can do, but it's pretty alcohol focused. But I mean, I'm just concerned that we go there and it's like, well, why aren't you drinking? We're at a place where that's what you do, you know?
Well, here's an idea.
Well, okay, go ahead, Kelly.
If you don't feel comfortable with it, find a more fabulous place and then say, "I've found a more fabulous place."
Well, that's redesigning the date, though, Kelly.
But she designed the date in the first place.
Oh, she did.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, oh. I had brought...
Then you're the man.
Well, I'd asked him if he'd been to a certain place. It really wasn't totally insane to design the date, but I guess effectively I did. And but I don't want to be the masculine energy.
Huh. Well, you know what Pat says, he who plans it first is the man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm not comfortable having it all focused on alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
About all you could say. What do you think, Kelly?
I think that's a good solution. I think you could definitely say that. You might frame that you didn't know originally that it was only just purely.
Yeah,
And say, okay. You know, I really didn't know that this was just this.
Okay, yeah, you thought that they'd have food too to taste. Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I did mention the place first. He actually asked me to go there. So I don't know if that gets me off the hook a little bit of not being the man, because I don't want to be the man.
But you guys have a past together?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And were you the masculine energy in that relationship?
This was before I knew Dr. Allen's work, and I think it was kind of switching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes feminine, sometimes masculine. Yeah. And I don't want to do that, you know? I don't want to continue doing that. I know that leads to chaos if you're just switching randomly.
Well, I think in an established relationship, the switching's okay when you say, "Hey, you know, honey, I'd really like to do this. Would you, would you be mm-hmm. amiable to do it?" However, when you're first starting out, and effectively we were just talking about Sue and I and one of the other callers, is that after that 8-week period of time, it's a new relationship.
Mm.
So you do have the opportunity to become the feminine energy if you've been the masculine energy before, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be the masculine energy.
May continue to try and be the flipper too, and make you the masculine, put you into the role.
Yeah. Okay.
It happened back and forth.
Yeah.
You
and
have
if
to
he
stay more solid.
Yeah, and if he does that, you have to be stoic. You really do.
Yeah. Okay. And that's I'm not comfortable going to a place that only has alcohol. I'd prefer someplace that has food as well. That's a feminine.
Okay.
It's a feeling. Yeah. You know, but stroke him. You know, it's a great idea to go there. However, I'm more comfortable going to an establishment that has food and that has alcohol along with food.
Mm.
Okay, then if you decide not to drink, it's not such a glaring.
Yeah,
you know.
Then he's already been informed that you weren't, rather than going and then to him having, what's the matter? Then he thinks you don't enjoy the place. So at least you communicated your concerns.
Okay.
That's interesting, too, because I have one of the gentlemen that I work with who is dating women now again after a terrible divorce. Then he said he asked this woman out to a very famous steakhouse. He's actually in Texas. And he took her to this incredibly famous steakhouse in Texas. And she ordered a salad. And
because she's a vegetarian.
He was so crestfallen because he thought that he was really taking her somewhere that was just magnificent. And that was a major turnoff for him. He just and another gentleman too just recently took a lady to Ruth Chris, which everybody knows Ruth Chris is famous for steak, and same thing. And so you know, sometimes I think we lack flexibility, or we think we're supposed to eat the salad instead of eating a nice big juicy steak. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to think about what he's offering, the gift he's offering, and be appreciative. So.
But also it could be a fact that you're incompatible. If he likes meat, she's a vegetarian, that could be a conflict. That's why it's important to date people.
Yeah, to try them on. Nobody buys the first pair of shoes they put on.
Yeah.
although sometimes go back to that. That's literally what dating is. And it's funny because a lot of these ladies come back to me and say, I feel so guilty. And I'm like, I don't understand why you're feeling guilty. Are you having intercourse with these people? Well, no. But I feel like they bought me dinner, so I owe them something. I'm like, that's not really what dating was about. Like, you need to watch one of the old movies from the 50s, like Tammy or something. You know, she went out with Biff to the movies, and she went out with Steve to a picnic, and she went out with Mark to dinner. I mean, it's a date. It's not, you know, a commitment of marriage or whatever. So you try people on, you see if they fit. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they kind of fit, but maybe pinch a little bit on the one of your left toe. I mean, seriously, I consider dating like trying on shoes. And there's nothing wrong with trying on a whole bunch of different shoes.
Good point.
You know, you don't want to lock them to your foot, though. You just want to try them on. So that's a big thing with the duty dating concept that a lot of people don't understand. You're not in a committed monogamous relationship. You're on a date, whether it's coffee or a nice glass of scotch or a movie, which, by the way, I think a movie is a terrible first date, just saying. So that's the thing about duty dating. You're not committed, and you're not supposed to be having intercourse with these people. You're supposed to be having social intercourse with them, not physical. Mm-hmm. So there's no guilt there. But if you, you know, like this guy and you want to be in the feminine, you and Pat talked about passive, patient, vulnerable, and available. Mm-hmm.
Is it time for one more question?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. So when we dated originally a few years ago, I was unhappy with the continuity piece. he's fine with monogamy, and I think longevity too would have been fine, but he was content to have no contact at all for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. And so my question is, if we continually get to this point, I'm a little bit confused about, on the one hand, you know, don't ask for more, better, time, affection. But then how do you negotiate for continuity? Is it just a timing thing, or how does that work?
Here's what Pat suggests you're saying. You know, okay, well, when you make the contract that you're exclusive, you talk about how often are we going to see or talk to each other. You have to set up the parameters. And most of them say, you know, dating at least once a week. Talking on the phone, the guy may say, you know, I want to talk to you every other day or every day. You find out in the beginning. And if he doesn't keep his commitment, then you can make an appointment. Honey, I have something I want to talk to you about. You know, I'm so appreciative that you want to call me once every 2 weeks. However, I really would prefer once a week. What do you think about talking once a week? That's how you would do it. But you'd find out while you're setting up the relationship how often you're going to see each other. You don't just leave it up to him and then you decide it's not enough. That's, you know, communication.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really, really important, too. If he hasn't asked you to be exclusive or anything like that, then you're just dating.
That's the patient. Now, because some women want to go out 4 times a week and the guy only wants to go 2 times a week. But if they don't negotiate it in the beginning, who wins? Who gets the way they want it? Then you may compromise to 3.
Right. It's communication and compromise. I mean, if there's no compromise.
In contracts.
If you can't communicate and compromise with somebody, then you have a compatibility issue.
And if you assume that he's going to date you 3 times a week and he's only looking at 2 times a week, he makes the rules. So you have to listen to how often, you know, and you can say, you know, well, we're together, what would that look like? Or will I be seeing you once a week, twice a week? Or, you know, you kind of ask him what your relationship will look like.
Okay. So that happens basically until he brings up, you know, being committed or whatever. You're passive and patient. And then when he brings that up, then you say that bit about, okay. That's when you're doing the, okay.
That's when it goes into continuity. How often are you going to see each other? You need to know that you're going to see him. You know, some guys only, Pat says, usually dating once a week. It's not a lot, but it's a pretty good standard, the beginning. Some women want every day, but he may not be able to give you. So Pat doesn't want the women pushing the guys wanting more time and talking with him. That's masculine.
Masculine. And only that, before you get to that point, you've got to run out as fast as you can and find a copy of Getting to I Do. There's a whole manual in there for this communication phase of setting up the contract.
It doesn't just flow where you watch and he doesn't give you enough and then you start wanting more. That's where you get into trouble.
Yeah, serious trouble.
Don't open their mouth.
Yep, we are out of time, Sue. It went so fast. Oh, I had so much fun. What are we going to say before we go? We're going to say go to www.drpatallen.com.
Sign up for our newsletter so you could find out all the new things that Dr. Allen will be heading for. And don't forget, she is not going away. She is just not going to do office hours, basically in a office. So she's always available. And you can send me emails for questions on her availability for private sessions at info@drpatallen.com. And I can give you information if you want to have her come and speak to your company group or just a bunch of friends.
And if you want to buy products and find out if any new classes will be coming up,
it's wantistore.com.
Exactly. We love you.
Her products.
We love you. We'll be back next week. Take care.
With Dr. Allen.
With Dr. Allen. Bye-bye, everyone.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.